Welcome back to Charlottesville This Week. My guest today in studio, Peter Primiani. And Peter, I know you, well, I'll just ask you, what's your association with the board for the National Train Collectors Association Eastern Division?
Oh, so, you know, on the national level, I'm on the board of directors that puts on the largest toy train show in the world.
Wow.
That's in York, Pennsylvania. So the Charlottesville show will give you a wetting. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 70 tables.
Sure.
York has 3,500 tables.
Wow.
It encompasses the entire York fairgrounds. People from all over the world come to the show. It's held twice a year, in April and October. We normally have 15,000 people for each show come. Mm. We take over the town of York, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And so I'm sitting on the board of directors and have been there. I'm social chairman for the division, and we have different social events that are free, including an ice cream social one evening, and we have 1,000 people that come to that for a free ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of the Saturday morning donuts.
Okay.
So, but I have been nominated to be vice president, and that we have an upcoming election in November, and hopefully I'll get elected and I'll become vice president of the TCA,
okay.
Eastern Division.
Well, you seem like a sweet guy. Now I know why. let's remind everyone, the event is August 4th, and it will be at the East Rivanna Fire Hall. And are there tickets, and how much, and who gets in for free, et cetera?
Right. The admission is $5 per adult.
Mm-hmm.
Children 12 and under are free. So that's basically the cost. If you want to have a table, tables some tables probably could still be available. They're $30 per table, and you can contact me through the Virginia Train Collectors website at www.vatraincollectors.com. And I can put you in contact with the meet chairman for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're fairly close to being sold out for the show, and it's going to be a good one.
Yes. What about prizes? Any prizes?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a fantastic door prize available that will be available. It's been donated by the Rail Yard, which is a train shop down in Roanoke, Virginia, Jim Molinari. And each year he donates a train set that's probably worth $300 to $400.
Wow!
And we'll have raffle tickets. There, I think you get 3 tickets for $5, and we'll raffle the train off probably mid-afternoon. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes, and you mentioned refreshments already. You're serving both breakfast and lunch.
Okay? Right. Wow. Right. Yeah. You know, we have that available. The ladies are planning a nice menu.
Mm-hmm.
The fire hall ladies, they're excited because this is one of the first events they've had there this year.
Yeah. Okay. So, now tell me, you in the studio here, we have two bright red train cars. One is clearly the engine. I don't know, can't tell what the other is, but why don't you tell us? What am I looking at?
What we have here in I'll try to describe it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 1920s, there was a gentleman named Lewis Marks, and he started the Marks Toy Company, where he reproduced a lot of well-known toys, that had been made in the past. In 1928, he started representing a company called Girard Model Works out of Pennsylvania, and they had what they called Joyline trains. And he did that for 5 years.
Mm.
But in 1933, he actually ended up buying the company.
Yeah.
And one of the first engines that he made under his name was the Commodore Vanderbilt engine.
Yes,
and it had a nose that was slanted. It was a wind-up train. It's a very durable train.
Mm-hmm.
They had great wind-up motors in them, and they've survived all these years.
Mm-hmm.
What I have here is one of the early Commodore Vanderbilts. It's mm-hmm. red. What makes it kind of unique is that it has a black nose. Mm. You don't see many that have black noses. Also, the Commodore Vanderbilts always had a plate on the side. Mm-hmm. This one doesn't have a plate, and it indicates that this is one of the earliest ones that they made. What I like about this one is Marx put two types of wind-up motors. One motor was what they call a sparkling motor, and it would shoot sparks out the smokestack. Uh-huh. The other one had a whistle motor. This is the whistle motor, and I'm going to turn it on, and you'll be able to hear it.
Brought to you live.
Yes. So as this engine would go around the track mm-hmm. from the wind-up motor, it would shoot that whistle. You can see it still works great.
Yes.
And the other car here is the tender that went along with the engine.
Gotcha.
And this engine would either have passenger cars or freight cars to go with it.
Okay.
The trains in those days were all made out of metal, uh-huh. no plastic. Uh-huh. They were lithographed. The tender, you can see, has the lithography on it.
Oh, yes.
And the cars were all lithography, too, mm-hmm. also. They're beautiful. When I got collecting marks, I had three boys in college, so my budget was limited at that time, and I started to collect marks. Uh-huh. And when we had a man in Louisa that was a real good friend of mine, John B. Gilmer. Mm-hmm. He was one of the real major Marx collectors in the country.
Oh, wow.
And he just recently passed away. And when I contacted his son, I'd always admired this engine of John's, and the son wanted me to have it. So I have a memory of Mr. Gilmer from this engine. But the very exciting.
Yes. We're going to have to go. This has been absolutely wonderful talking with Peter Primiani about the August 4th event for the Toy Train Show. And Peter, why don't you give that website one more time before we go?
Right. It's www.vatraincollectors.com. And it's collectors with an S. .com.
Very good. This has been Charlottesville This Week. I'm your host, Marcello Rolando. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll come back next Sunday morning when I'll be chatting with Charlottesville This Week. Have a great week, everyone. Bye now, and all the best to you, Peter, and your trains.
Thank you, Marcello.
Thank you.